Thank God it's Free Range. You are listening to Free Range Radio Friday with your host, Michael Elves. Pour yourself a beverage and turn up the volume, because here on 101.5 UMFM, the weekend starts now.
UMFM. This is Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. And we started tonight off with Motion, the latest single from Dutch singer slash producer Wantigga. Great, great stuff, and really digging that. Got a busy show for you tonight. Ticket Momster coming up with the Go to the Gig recommendations. It's a busy, busy, busy weekend in Winnipeg as far as live music goes, and she'll get into the details on that. Also busy in Winnipeg because this weekend it's the 30th annual graduation powwow here at the University of Manitoba. We're going to be talking to a graduate about that, and Danish band Ice Age tomorrow. We featured Nada El Shazly on the show last week. We managed to get a few minutes with Ice Age before they come to play the Goodwill tomorrow night, and we'll be talking to them in a bit as well. But in the meantime, but before we get to that, Turkish psych band Altın Gün have a new record out on ATO Records. We're going to hear Vidunya from them. They are coming to play Winnipeg Folk Festival. So circle this band on your schedule when you're making your plans as to what you're going to see out at Birds Hill Park. And keep your ears and eyes peeled for this band to be featured on Festival Express, our series in the lead up to the festival. We're working on an interview with John Prentice of Planet Mainstage and the band. I know that they are very high on his list of bands to check out, and after having listened to some of Getche, the new record, I am a big proponent of them as well. Keep it locked here on 101.5 UMFM.
Ticket Momster,
And here are my show recommendations for next week. This Saturday is Times Changed first ever family song and dance party at, where else, the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. The Goodwill Social Club has been holding family dance parties for quite some time, and they're always super fun, and now there's two venues to enjoy music with your young family. The event is from 1 o'clock to 4, and it's free. Sounds good to me. If you're looking for something to do tomorrow, I've got three recommendations for you. I mentioned most of them in passing last week, but I didn't give you any details, so here's the details. If you read my stories on Facebook, you know I'm a big fan of local band Moon Tan. They're in Regina today, but they'll be back in Winnipeg tomorrow for their spring tour. Catch them at the Windsor for some of their intergalactic space freak rock and roll. I'm anxiously awaiting a new album by these guys, but in the meantime, here's Moon Tan with Are You Ready? Are You Ready? They'll be at the Windsor tomorrow night. But wait! There's more shows tomorrow. There's also the Village Idiots Season 3 wrap-up party at the King's Head Pub. Oh man, decisions. For $5, you get a Madians and House Handshake upstairs, and acoustic sets by Romy Mays and Dan Deeds downstairs. The Village Idiots always throw a great party. Should be a lot of fun. If that's not enough to choose from, also tomorrow, Acoustically Inclined are reforming for one night at the West End Cultural Center. Tickets at eventbrite.ca. I actually don't remember a lot about Acoustically Inclined, but I'm pretty sure I went to school with bassist Dave Marakis, and Julian Gravett lived across the street from me. So I remember playing their last album pretty frequently, and the song that I remember the most, the one that stuck with me for over 20 years, is this one, So Buttons. Check out my Facebook page at Ticket Momster next week for my story and memories of Acoustically Inclined. That's it for this week. May the 4th be with you. Good night.
I'm alive or I'm dead, you know. I'm coming around the second time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
right. Well, the powwow, the grad powwow is tomorrow. And we are joined in studio by someone who will be attending and here to talk about it, Noah Wilson. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
You were telling me off air that you're done school.
I am done.
So yeah. This is like the full-on graduation powwow for you. This is emphasis on the graduation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy how fast university goes by when you're kind of in the books and you finally pull your head out and you're realizing you're graduating. And the next thing you know, you actually get to celebrate your own graduation powwow. So it's awesome. Yeah.
Now, have you attended any of the grad powwows like for classmates or friends in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. I've attended the last three or so. I was actually in about 2 years ago, I was the director of finance for the then Aboriginal Students Association.
And so then, UMISA?
Yeah, UMISA. They're called the Indigenous Students Association now. But then I had a term as president there for as well, and I helped volunteer there for the past 2 or 3 years or so. Yeah.
Right on. So you have a good sense of kind of like how it'll be.
Oh, yeah.
But kind of you're on the other side of the table this time.
Yeah, I'm the one, I guess, being celebrated. But it's great to see, the past couple of years, just see the community come together and really celebrate the successes of all the Indigenous students, making it through university and institutions like this one for sure.
Is there like a moment that stands out from the past ones that you were like, eventually I'll be that guy or I'll experience that? Like, is there something that you saw that you're like, I'd like to be part of that on the grad side?
Yeah, actually, my really good friend, Kristen Flattery, I actually got to watch her graduate a couple years back, and she's actually in education. I saw her graduate from her undergrad and then she got into education right after. She's going to be actually graduating this year. So shout out to Kristen. And but yeah, I saw her graduate and it was just awesome to see, I just knew of the journey that it took her to get there, and just to watch her, achieve something that she's been working so hard to do, kind of made it all the worth, kind of reminded me of why I'm in university and stuff like that. So it's great to see a friend like that graduate and be celebrated in the graduation powwow for sure.
You mentioned the journey she took. What was your journey to tomorrow's grad?
Yeah, it was, I would say, definitely winding, long and winding in terms of the type of activities I got into. I originally came into university kind of with an athlete's mindset. I was on the Winnipeg Rifles for my first 2 years of university, and most of my extracurricular activities were related to football. The gridiron and football, and I was kind of just the average student, I guess, get in, get out kind of attitude. But then my third year, a good friend of mine, Chance, presented me the opportunity of being a part of the Aboriginal Students Association. And I kind of sat to myself. It was one of those moments where you kind of sit to yourself and you're like, should I take this opportunity or should I, let it go by? And I thought to myself, you only get to do university, especially your undergrad, once, hopefully. And I don't want to miss out on this opportunity. It was one of the best decisions I ever made because just the, the experiences I gained from being a part of a student group and especially an Indigenous student group, it kind of, opened my eyes to the community and really shaped how I want to spend the rest of my life in terms of my career and what kind of focuses I want to focus on. So it's definitely instrumental.
So the participation in the ASA or now UMSA, mm-hmm. ISA, kind of influence what you're going to do post-grad?
Yeah, I would say I always had I always came into university very interested about, Indigenous issues, and I've always been, kind of aware of them, especially because my dad has always kind of, my dad was an Indigenous RCMP officer, so he kind of always taught to me about, being proud of your Indigenous heritage and Indigenous issues in general. So I came into university really wanting to explore that, but it was kind of like through that passion I gained through being, involved in student advocacy and the student group that I really could see myself doing this for the rest of my life in terms of waking up every day and working towards Indigenous issues and empowering other Indigenous students and Indigenous people in general. I think it was something that was really fulfilling for me that only football had fulfilled for me prior to that. So, and I think it has a little bit more meaning than football at this point. So, I think it was a good decision to uptake that opportunity for sure.
I mean, it's obviously a bigger community than a football team.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it hits home a little bit more, I guess. But I mean, my whole youth was centralized around, you know, athletics and stuff like that. Like a lot of kids coming out of high school now, which is awesome. But I think it's awesome to explore more parts of your identity and things that really kind of get to the roots of who you are and where your family came from and just the history of, you know, the country we live in today, for sure.
Right. Now, the powwow, it's the 30th anniversary of the powwow. Do you know if there's any kind of like special things planned within the powwow to mark like this anniversary of it? Like, because obviously every powwow for graduation is a special thing for the graduates. And like year to year, I think, but is there something to mark the fact that this is 30 years?
Well, we're going to be starting off the day with a pipe ceremony and the grand entry. I don't think there is anything to, you know, other than the amazing feat of having 30 years of, this graduation powwow, but it's going, similar to past years, but, there's going to be a craft sale and a canteen open all day. There's going to be, 10 drum groups there, to honor all of our graduates and to facilitate the powwow ceremonies. And, it's going to be a great time. There's also going to be a feast, powwow dancing and Métis entertainment as well. So it's going to be a really good time. It's going to be a full day affair if you guys can stop by, but it's going to be wonderful. Just to see, you know, so many different types of indigenous cultures coming together and celebrating our achievements for the day, for sure.
Do you know that, like, the drum groups, are they drawn from different nations or?
Yeah, generally with the powwows, you would do, we've already, since it's the 30th year, we have established relationships with indigenous groups. But yeah, a lot of indigenous drumming groups come from different nations around Manitoba. And even sometimes out of Manitoba as well, because there's also, you know, like the powwow circuits as well in Canada, which are a culture amongst the Hmong, which is, it's really cool if you get a chance. Also, there's lots of powwows, you know, just in Winnipeg that are happening all over as well. But this is one that's especially, you know, special to me because I've got to see a lot of my friends celebrate their successes through it and you know, got to explore my culture a little more as well, and a lot of diversity, you know, First Nations, Métis and Inuit, indigenous peoples there to celebrate their successes, for sure.
So I know you mentioned the Métis entertainment and obviously the drum groups. Is there any Inuk performances at all, or
I can't say for certain that I haven't received any information that there would be any Inuit, but in the past we've had Inuit throat singers come through Migaziagamik all the time, so it's kind of just hopefully, because in the past, you know, with the elders gathering and we've had Inuit elders there and Inuit throat singers to, you know, share a little bit of their culture as well. It was it's great to see that even though University of Manitoba is in the south, that we're still trying to make an effort to include Inuit culture into the campus. And I think the more that reconciliation continues on campus, we're going to see more diversity even between Indigenous peoples as well.
I was going to say, I know there'd been some discussions I'd seen about reconciliation amongst First Nations groups, particularly Inuktitut groups and sort of their southern compatriots. So I guess for more information, it's umanitoba.ca/indigenous. And as you said, the pipe ceremony starts things off at 11 a.m. and it runs the whole day.
Yeah. So at 11 a.m., the pipe ceremony will begin. And then around 1 p.m., the grand entry for the grad powwow will begin. And then around 3 p.m., we'll be honoring the graduates, and I'll be there. So be sure to say hi to me if you're coming out. I'd love to see all the great faces out there. And then 4 p.m., there's going to be a feast, powwow dancing, and then the Métis entertainment. And around 6, there's going to be powwow specials. And around 7, there'll be closing prayer and kind of wrapping things up for all of the powwow dancers that are going to be out. It's super fun. Last year, we always do this competition called the Potato Dance, where they get participants who come out to the grad powwow to put a potato between their foreheads, and then as the drum groups drum, you're supposed to two-step with the potato between you and your partner's head, and whoever has it the longest on their head at the end wins. So there's always fun games like that as well to get everyone who goes there involved, and you know there's lots of opportunity to explore, you know, different types of indigenous cultures and just kind of feel the really good vibes that happen there. It's just it's a feeling that you can only you know, the feeling of drums in a room and just the energy around there, it's indescribable. The only way to experience is to really be there and just feel that energy and feel that positive, you know, that community celebration, you know, just for Indigenous students and for our culture and you know, reclaiming space within institutions that, you know, historically were used to oppress Indigenous peoples in a lot of ways. So it's really great.
Sure enough. Well, Noah, thanks for coming in. To talk about the powwow, but congratulations on your graduation, and I hope you enjoy the day. I guess maybe we'll you mentioned kind of like the drums and feeling that beat. Snotty Nose Res Kids just dropped a new record called Trapline, so maybe we'll play a little something from that to mark the occasion. And again, congrats, man.
Absolutely, yeah. Shouts out to everyone there and all our Indigenous artists out there, and thank you for having me on today. And say Chi Miigwech to everyone who's listening out there, and we hope to see you at the grad powwow.
Awesome.
Like white gold, grandfather's god is getting old. Tides come and go when the river's froze, and the weatherman said it's getting cold. Winter's coming, I'm coming home. My ancestors come from the snow. I'm the firstborn and created O's. Don't let me get in my zone. S on my chest, I'm the hero, I guess. Beads on my neck and my earlobes are stretched. Abnormal, irregular, so unconventional. Are we original?
Yes.
Phone on, I got a bone to pick. I got trust issues I can never fix. I'm true to myself and my promise. And when I'm in Rome, I do the opposite. Got my voice back with my artifacts. Now I'm talking ish with my talking stick. From pop notch bands on our own land, where illegal pot was provocative. We drumming our drums as usual. We singing our songs as suitable. We dance to it all so movable. We do it together, it's beautiful. I'm breathing heavy, I love it. My palms are sweaty, I love it. My culture's alive, I love it. The art is revived, I love it.
Alone. The spirits stay with me to get where I'm going. How my first sweat, homie, I was reborn. Pride gets bigger as my hair gets long. Two long braids, that's a dedication. Son of a gun, no registration. Just like my pops. We about to feast, potlatch. Copper shield on fleek, top notch. Stay true from the jump, crisscross. The eternal island, it's the renaissance. Don't take my kindness for weakness, but now this shit too funny, my Nietzsche. So tell me, have you ever been at the bottom? It's muddy, my Nietzsche. I'm pissed off for greatness, my Nietzsche. Been silent and deadly since my nose was snotty. Besides all my fam, I don't fuck with nobody. Illuminate him, no Illuminati. Illuminate him, no Illuminati. Yeah. Misunderstood. Y'all don't understand. I'm a red man, with a method man. Resist, revive, indigenize. We heavy hitters. We don't die, we multiply.
Cry me a river. better know it.
Alright, well, coming to the Goodwill tomorrow night, Ice Age are on tour. Elias from the group joins me by phone from the road. How are you doing, Elias?
I just won $1 on a scratch off, and I exchanged it for another scratch off ticket, and I can win up to $35,000. Can you believe that?
That's good odds.
I know I'm not getting live in the radio right now, but I will ask everybody in the future to send thoughts back to the past of the recording of this interview for me to scratch and win the big prize, you see?
Fingers crossed for you.
Huh?
I said fingers crossed for you.
Thank you.
So
thank you very much.
This is the tail end of a tour that follows a really big tour that you guys did with Black Lips last year. And I know that there was like kind of a pause in between. And the last interview I saw that you did just before Christmas said you were going to spend some time writing. And I'm curious if you were able to do some writing before you hit the road this most recent tour.
We've been at it. We've hit quite a creative streak lately, and I think what is the next album is beginning to show its face, so to speak. So we're still uncovering what it is, but writing has been good lately.
So when you say it's beginning to show its face, is there kind of like a sound that is starting to shape, or is there kind of a thematic thing?
Yeah, because you, like every time you try and head into the next venture, you're always kind of fumbling in the dark. You never have a fixed idea of where we want to go, so you're gradually uncovering what it is. And you don't always understand what it is that you're actually doing until you've done it. So it's still in that element of mystery at this space.
Now, is that something that you need to work out as songwriter, or is that something that the band works out as a whole? Like, what's kind of the dynamic in that way?
There's no formula. There's no easy way of going on about it. So you kind of have to reinvent the plate every time.
Is that a daunting thing to reinvent?
But, you know, we're not the kind of band that just shakes songs out of our pockets. It requires a lot of, you know, work hours.
So kind of having to start from scratch each time, like you said, is that a daunting thing, or do you find it kind of freeing to not have kind of like a real concrete idea what the next record will be?
No, it's perfect. The only scary thing creatively is when what you're working on doesn't feel daunting in a way. It has something interesting to it once it feels like that the natural state of writing is also a bit of a gamble. Like my $35,000 scratch off.
Like a gamble. That willingness to take risks, is that something that has served you well in the past creatively? Like, do you find that You're at your best when you there's that sense of unknown or the tightrope walk?
Definitely. It feels like an ongoing venture, and for each step you stepping furtherly into unclassified territory and making it known. And then rather than staying put, I think the staying put in a sound or in an idea is like a slow march to death. I think in order to spend a life with music, it needs to be an ongoing venture and uncovering things, you know?
Right. Now, the last record kind of seemed to speak to that. I mean, the fact that it's called Beyondless, even, and some of the material on the record sort of hints at that. Is that like your own sort of philosophical perspective, or is that something shared amongst the band as far as that?
No. it's not supposed to describe anything about our music or philosophy towards music. It's about more of a specific thing, you know. It's taken from a lyric.
Okay, so it wasn't kind of like an overarching ethos for the...
Well, I mean, we chose it as a moniker for the album, so obviously we did find the word to be a nice wraparound for that collection of songs. But no, it doesn't have anything to do with our musical philosophy as such.
Right.
That way.
So last week I had your tour mate Nada El Shazly on the show by phone, and I'm curious, did you have a hand in picking her as support for this leg of the tour?
Yeah.
Was there anything in particular that drew you to her music and to having her as a tour mate? I'm curious about kind of the decision making that went into that.
Well, I've seen her live 3 times now, and I've been floored every night. It's extremely captivating, and she creates a really special realm when she plays in the room. So it's delightful to be touring with her.
And as far as like your own set right now, are you incorporating any of like the new stuff that you've been working on, or is it primarily drawn from Beyondless, or what's kind of the set?
We're testing out a couple of new tracks.
And have you like kind of had any feedback or kind of like response to that new stuff so far? Like, is that the kind of thing that you consider as far as like how audiences respond to the music?
Well, it's not so much about feedback as it is that usually we find that we kind of need to start playing newer material at an early stage when it's not finished, because it will knock it into shape to play it continuously live, and you sort of get a feel for the nature of the song, and little improvisations will become a constant. But the songs that the new songs that we've been playing live, I don't know, like the. I can't talk on behalf of the audience.
Okay, well, before I let you go, Elias, I wanted to get you to pick a track off of Beyondless that we can play for listeners. And if you have a reason why you're picking it or an anecdote about the song, I'd love to hear that.
I'm not going to give you any anecdotes, but play the one called Showtime.
Play the one called Showtime. All right, well, we'll see you at Showtime tomorrow at the Goodwill. Safe travels in the interim.
I see what you did there. All right, nice one. I'll see you.
Take care.
I love you. We'll be right back.
Shelter without you there.